This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Memorial Day is our focus today. I'm going to do my sling.
Whoa! Put that thing away!
Right. Well, it's a little hard to get to my... I'm actually getting a little more emotion and movement in my shoulder since I tore it a week ago. One of the things that's difficult, though, is reaching my mouse. What did I used to call it? Richie, my clicker.
Your wand.
Magic wand.
My magic wand. Right, exactly. All right, so now it works a little bit better, and we can work into some of the areas. Headlines from today's show at DougStephan.com, which features, by the way, as usual, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn, Los Angeles, Kenny's in San Diego, I'm on the farm in Massachusetts, and how many people will see the picture, the endearing picture that's at DougStephan.com today of these two young girls who are saluting at presumably some event. Memorial Day celebrated around the world by men and women who are in the service. Certainly it is a federal holiday here. Men and women who have died while serving the United States of America in our armed forces. How many of you actually have somebody in your family that has, I have in my family, and I wonder if Richie does in his family, Jennifer, your family, Kenny, your family, someone in your family, in your bloodline, who has lost his or her life because they were in a confrontation, in a war, in a theater of war?
Injured, yes. Lost, no.
Mm-hmm. Kenny?
No. My dad was in the Korean War, but I don't think he was even injured.
Jennifer?
Seriously.
In my immediate family, lots of people have served, but everyone came home.
You haven't lost anybody. Okay. Right. So I'm the only one here who has a relative that was lost. I've mentioned many times.
Your namesake, right?
My namesake, man for whom I was named, Dudley Walker Morton, was the commander of the USS Wahoo, sunk more Japanese tonnage first half of World War II. He was called Mush. Because he talked like he had a hot potato in his mouth. He was a slow Kentucky talker, and when he talked, apparently, listen, I never knew him. He was dead 3 years before I was born. My father had great respect for him.
This was your father's brother?
No, it was actually on my mother's, no, scratch that, on my father's aunt's side of things. The man she married was the brother of Dudley. And we had a very small family.
Can we get this in writing with a graph?
Yeah. Isn't that,
so your dad's aunt's husband.
My dad's...
Your dad's uncle.
My father's mother died when he was 4 days old. His father ran off somebody else. My father was an orphan, and he lived with his aunts in a tenement building in South Boston. He was the... No, there were two males, I believe three women in that family, and they all raised each other because there was a problem with alcohol and that family. I mean, it's a long story, not important. But the one aunt married a man who had come to Boston to go to Harvard, and she had a pretty good education, and they married, and he stayed here, and his brother was Dudley. So his name was William. The brother Dudley, I was named Dudley William for the two of them. I'm proud of Dudley. William was a buzzard and a real bad guy. But I don't know, don't use that name much anyway.
Hey, so you got a little bit from each
of
them.
I got a little bit from each side of them. Yeah, exactly. So the reason I asked that is because when you look at the history of Memorial Day and the celebrations that mark those who have died, it started because of the American Civil War as a way of trying to bring the two sides together. It wasn't until actually 1971 that it became an official holiday, whether you know that or you don't know that. Most people remembered the dead by going on this day to place flowers on the graves, mostly, again, relatives who had garnered respect from the family. And then it broadened out, certainly, so that all Americans could express themselves in a way that seemed to have some meaning. I said this earlier, Richie. There aren't a lot of holidays that we have that have really significant, special meaning that we really understand. I think there are a lot of people that pay lip service in many circumstances. So I'm going to spend a moment here, if I may, sharing 15 memorable quotes that pertain to the preciousness of our freedom. That is very much a focus and very important because a lot of people don't know what the true meaning is of this day. And because I believe that it's not about cookouts, I believe, I said this earlier, Richie will laugh, if I were king of America, there would be no cookouts, no barbecues, no boat rides, no special trips, nothing. This is a day of solemnity. This is a day that is aimed, it seems to me, the original charge here was that we wrapped ourselves around those men and women who have protected the essence of what we decided to do back in 1776 or even before that when we decided to declare our independence. So there are 15 quotes that are posted at DougStephan.com. I'm going to go through a number of them with you in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it?
Yeah.
Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Getting it done, 888-302-3684 on Good Day. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. And also we have a connection, obviously, from Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. 15 memorable quotes posted at DougStephan.com to remind you about your freedoms. Mark Twain said, patriotism is supporting your country all the time and your government when it deserves it. Pretty
That's
important distinction,
timely,
isn't it?
Isn't it?
The government is not the country. The government does not deserve support in general. And there's no better example of that than the Veterans Administration. Bob Marley said, Richie, Better to die fighting for freedom than be a prisoner all the days of your life.
Buffalo soldier.
Joseph Campbell said a hero is someone who's given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. General Patton said it is foolish and wrong to mourn the men who died. Rather, we ought to thank God that such men lived. That's pretty true.
Mm-hmm.
President Roosevelt said, in the truest sense, freedom cannot be bestowed. It must be achieved. Very smart. Gentleman named Francis Walker. Don't know who Francis Walker was. We came not to mourn our dead soldiers, but to praise them. President Garfield said, for love of country, they accepted death. President Reagan said, I don't have to tell you how fragile this precious gift of freedom is. Every time we hear, watch, or read the news, we are reminded that liberty is a rare commodity in this world. Amen to that. President Jefferson said the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. That also, and it isn't just from the enemies who are outside, but those who are in our midst, among us. Thomas William Parsons wrote, on thy grave the rain shall fall from the eyes of a mighty nation. I think that used to be the case. I don't think it is anymore. I don't think half of the people in this country give a damn, frankly. I don't think they even know what heroism is all about. The younger you are, the less likely you are to have any knowledge or any connection to what this day is about.
It's all about your own personal bubble.
Yep. President Coolidge, Smiling Cal, said heroism is not only in the man, but in the occasion. President Eisenhower said, a people that values its privileges above its principles soon lose both. Man, was he smart, wasn't he? Beware the military-industrial complex. A people that values privilege above principle loses both. Look at Congress. Look at who's running the country. Look at the privilege that is more important to most of them than our principles. Is it not? Look at the decisions that are made by political parties, people who are into the system. The party is more important than the country. That's a sickness, and it's a rabid sickness that Eisenhower speaks to, and that is so prevalent today. He was so smart. He had so many things right. Where is he now? President Washington said, guard against the imposters or pretended patriotism. Guard against the imposters of pretended patriotism. Guard against the imposters of pretended patriotism. Underscore, underscore, underscore. Daniel Webster wrote, although no sculptured marble should rise to their memory, nor in gravestone bear record of their deeds, yet will their remembrance be as lasting as the land they honored. And one wonders about the lasting focus. Is it? Are we? Can it be that this country lasts forever and ever and ever? Or have we sown the seeds of our own destruction by putting our men and women at risk in Afghanistan, in Iraq, some of these other places that have Vietnam had no business? Look at the fall of the European strength of European countries came apart because of their involvement in Africa and Asia. Look at what happened this weekend, by the way. Woo! You see the election results, the weird stuff happening in Europe. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Songs that ought to strike a chord with us today, Memorial Day, Johnny Cash.
I'm a flag waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue. And I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
When I hear that, I remind myself of a man that I had a great life with in my earlier years with my Uncle Sam. He was born... Are we all right, Rich?
Yeah, we're fine.
All right. On the 4th of July, Sam Mayo, David Paul Mayo was his name. We called him Uncle Sam. I started calling him Uncle Sam, and I don't know why, when I was about 8 years old, and it stuck. He was always called Sam and not David. Wonderful human being. God, I loved him. And he was not in the service, and I don't think anybody in his family was in the service.
He was just your Uncle Sam.
He was my Uncle Sam. So, there's the Johnny Cash with the song of the Patriot. Next up on our list of patriotic songs that are very appropriate for this Memorial Day, Toby Keith, the American Soldier. Jennifer. Different from the tone of much of what he has recorded.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. I will always do my duty.
we keep.
Song that was number one during the Memorial Day weekend, 1967, I want to say, when John Wayne was starring in
Fighting Soldiers from the Sky.
The story of the Green Berets.
Fearless
this song never made it into the movie. Interestingly enough,
men who mean
songs.
Just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret.
And then, of course, there's Bobby Vinton's Silver Coming Home Soldier. This will be played a lot today.
I'm coming home.
Around the
I'm
country.
Coming. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Coming home, soldier.
Home. I'm coming home. Coming home from across the sea. Home. I'm coming home.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what is catnip? Does it really affect your cat? Some people say if my cat eats catnip, he goes crazy. Other people say it doesn't affect my cat at all. Catnip is a little plant that packs a big punch. When exposed to catnip, some cats have wildly hallucinatory experiences, complete with rolling, bursts of running, and at times even aggressive behavior. Other cats have milder reactions, and some cats have no reaction at all. Why should catnip have such widely differing effects? The most recent theory is that it's genetic. Some cats have what's called a catnip gene. Some cats don't. Those possessing the catnip gene react to catnip in varying degrees. Controversy rages over whether or not cats who react to catnip should be exposed to what appears to be the equivalent of a mild drug. If you're facing this dilemma with your cat, the consensus seems to be that a little catnip every now and then is probably all right. However, I do recommend that you use organic catnip you grow yourself. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Celebration of Memorial Day. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program live on Memorial Day, as is the tradition, the case when I feel very strongly about this being a public service, this program being a public service, and therefore I believe strongly that we ought to be on the air. I ought to be on the air. Everybody else decides on their own whether they want to be here on a real holiday. And Memorial Day, I think there are maybe five real holidays, legitimate holiday, maybe six. Certainly today is one of them. 4th of July is one of them. I'm not hot on Labor Day. I think Veterans Day has been totally abused. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, those are the days that I'm happy to be here when being of service is important. The men and women who have served our country, the difference is really, if you go back a little bit, Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I have been talking about some of the really unique or distinguishing features that Memorial Day brings us, that sort of puts our head in a different place. You know, the average length of active duty by military personnel during World War II is 33 months. Today, it's what? The active military duty, you have to re-up, but if you're in Afghanistan for more than, what, 6 or 8 months, that's a lot. Iraq, I think, same thing, although there were a lot of people who went back 2, 3, 4 times. But the average length of active duty in World War II was 33 months. The proportion of U.S. military personnel who served abroad during World War II was 73%. Average time U.S. personnel served overseas during World War II, 16 months. So it didn't. The active duty was 33 months, overseas 16 months. I find that interesting. Estimated number of women who were World War II veterans, 210,000, 4.4% of World War II vets. Who knew that? I bet you most.
I didn't know that.
I think that was reality at all. More Americans died in the Civil War than in World War II. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial, Richie, first proposed by Jan Scruggs, a 29-year-old Vietnam veteran from Bowie, Maryland, began the fundraising day May 1979 on Memorial Day, put $2,800 of his own money into it, and that's how it got started.
Wow.
And now, look at how many people go to that.
And if you have never been to that wall, it's a powerful, powerful place.
Amazing. The amount of money that is expended for veterans' benefits, close to $100 billion. And look at what happens with the money. The VA. Somebody has suggested, and this is going to be a reason for discussion and debate, the Congress has appropriated $4 billion to add the men and women who are in the VA system into the regular health care system. So why do we have a VA hospital system at all? Why are we building all these new hospitals? And the cynical side of some would say this is another outreach for the Obamacare. I mean, you can think what you want. I just am disgusted at the whole thing, frankly. It's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And today is a day. This is sort of akin to it. How many people knew how many? I found this out last Friday. I hadn't really paid much attention to the number of Americans who are on disability, whether it's service-related or not. The number of people who are on some sort of collective activity, supposed disability, the numbers of people who are getting checks from the government every month because they are disabled.
That's like half now.
50%. Our parents and grandparents would be about that.
Yeah. And I think it's an appropriate conversation for today because there are many men and women who are in the service who have legitimate disabilities that aren't getting any treatment.
Right. They get lost.
Not getting any money.
They get lost in the mix.
Yeah.
Because everybody's on the plan.
It's disgusting. So, Richie, through his conspirators,
our sister organization to the network here, the American
Veterans. Fun when you say co-conspirators.
I know, it does sound like that. There are recorded histories. Rich and some of his colleagues have done audio and video. If you go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org, you'll see and hear some of these. We've picked out three that will go for a minute or two each. Some of them, well, these are all very compelling stories.
These are some of the more recent stories from Iraq and Afghanistan that we've tried to highlight these people over the past several years. And if you go to the webpage, Ken has it up on DougStefan.com, you can see we just have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories and oral histories from some of the vets. And these are three of the vets who have fallen in service to our country. The first one here is Chris Kyle, who was the most lethal sniper in American history. He was a Navy SEAL and actually was killed trying to help another vet who was dealing with PTSD.
Navy SEAL Chris Kyle never thought of himself as an American hero or even an exceptional sniper. But as millions know now, he was both. A veteran of four tours of duty in Iraq, Kyle saw combat in all of them, for which he was awarded the Purple Heart, the Bronze Star, and the Silver Star multiple times. Most remarkably, as a sniper, Kyle was responsible for 160 officially confirmed enemy kills. In 2009, Kyle retired from the Navy in order to spend more time with his family and wrote a best-selling book, American Sniper. He also devoted time to helping veterans in need. On February 2nd, 2013, he was fatally shot by a young vet suffering from PTSD, who he had tried to help. Following his death, it became apparent just how great the legend of Chris Kyle had grown. An outpouring of grief saw thousands of people line the 200-mile funeral route from Midlothian to Austin, Texas. In an emotional tribute, Kyle's widow, Taya, said Chris was not interested in the number of kills that he had. He would have been interested in the number of lives he had saved. Saving lives was his only motivation. In the months since his passing, it's become clear the universal respect that Chris Kyle earned during his too short life. For his outstanding service in Iraq and for his support of those who served alongside him, the American Veterans Center remembers Chris Kyle as a recipient of the Paul Ray Smith Award.
So imagine, though, what do you suppose went on in that man's mind? Never mind the fact that he lost his life in sort of needless altercation, and that's a whole different story about PTSD, as we know. But what sort of thoughts must go through his mind that he killed that many other human beings?
What was interesting is he always looked at it as, I'm saving the lives of my unit because somebody's hiding up there behind a rock with a missile launcher,
yeah,
getting ready to shoot three Humvees, and I got to him first.
It's a horrible just commentary on the state of humanity, isn't it?
The next one is Kimberly Hampton. She died on January 2nd, 2004. She was the first female military pilot killed in action.
A native of Easley, South Carolina, Kimberly Hampton was an honors graduate and champion tennis player at Presbyterian College. While in college, she joined the Army ROTC program, becoming only the second woman to serve as the school's ROTC battalion commander. After graduating, she attended flight training and served in South Korea and Afghanistan. She was made commander of Delta Troop, 1st Squadron, 17th Cavalry Regiment before her deployment to Iraq in 2003. Captain Hampton would be killed on January 2, 2004, when her helicopter was shot down near Fallujah, Iraq, the first female pilot to be killed by enemy fire in U.S. history. She would be posthumously awarded the Bronze Star, Air Medal, and Purple Heart for her valor and sacrifice.
Wow. There's something to think about. Women growing up who decide they want to do something. I have a very close friend who I think I've told the story, frankly, a number of times. She was the first female pilot, she and female, that's redundant, of the U-2. And her job was to fly over Iraq 10 hours a day at 110,000 feet in the U-2 and track Saddam Hussein. They knew where he was every minute of every hour of every day.
Which one of the 10 of them?
And the real one.
Yeah.
They knew where it was because they knew the license plate of his car, and they could see the license plate from the U-2. That's so amazing. My God. And that was Sevens. This has been at least 14, 15, 16 years ago when she was doing that.
Yeah.
So, and she became a pilot for United, and now she has just finished her medical degree and is I believe, going into orthopedic surgery. A pretty amazing woman, frankly. All right, so last story, Richie.
Last one is Michael P. Murphy, a Medal of Honor winner who was killed in the Anbar province of Afghanistan in 2005.
Upon graduating from Penn State, Michael P. Murphy passed up a law career to serve his country as an elite Navy SEAL. On June 28, 2005, Lieutenant Murphy was leading a mission to capture an enemy commander in Afghanistan when he and three other SEALs came under attack from a large, hostile, and well-trained force. In an effort to save his comrades, Lieutenant Murphy exposed himself to enemy fire in order to create a clear channel to call in support. He would be mortally wounded, along with fellow SEALs Matthew Axelson and Danny Dietz. For his valor, Lieutenant Murphy would be posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor, the first awarded during the war in Afghanistan. Then, in October 2012, the destroyer USS Michael Murphy was commissioned in his honor.
So the memory of three, there are 30, there are 300, there are 3,000, there are 3 million. There are so many stories to be told, and this just give us a reason to pay more attention to what's going on today, the formal observance of Memorial Day. Maybe you'll see a lot more poppies around today. If you're having a picnic, think what Henry Ward Beecher said. The unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but the thankful heart will find in every hour some heavenly blessings. So even though we have lauded these people for perhaps destroying the lives of others, the lives that they took were, for the most part, lives that had little meaning, or the meaning that they had was, shall we say, spoiled by the vagaries of ideas and idealism that is misspent sometimes by people who just grow up. I mean, I feel sorry, actually, sometimes for, you think about some of these people and what they are, how they're indoctrinated into the ways of murder and mayhem when they're still in elementary school. That's the only thing they know. They're trained to become servants and slaves and sacrifice themselves to a horrible cause, as we have people that thankfully will stand up and fight for what we believe to be the right, just cause. It's 13 before the hour. Jennifer gives us a television update in just a moment here on Good Day.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
No matter if you're headed for the mountains or the beach this Memorial Day weekend, one thing is for certain. Everyone will need to fill up. I'm Risa Jill Miller. AAA says more than 94 million Americans will take to the roads this weekend to kick off the start of summer driving season. And with gas prices averaging $3.69 a gallon, fuel-ups will be one of the most dreaded stops along the way. Thankfully, one of the nation's most beloved chocolate brands is here to help. As part of its Refuel and Win promotion, Snickers brand will give consumers the opportunity to win one of more than $2,050 gas cards, and even gas for an entire year to one lucky consumer. Plus, the brand knows all too well that you're not you when you're hungry. So they're giving away more than 100,000 free Snickers bars to ensure all hungry travelers stay satisfied. Make sure you look for specially marked Snickers packages at a retailer near you. No purchase necessary. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, Jen Jen. Netflix developing a new series about Queen Elizabeth the Tooth. What's the story?
The Tooth. Yeah, Netflix already chronicles the American government with House of Cards. Now they want to go into the UK and their political system with an upcoming series based on the life and reign of Queen Elizabeth II. It will be called The Crown, and it will be written by Peter Morgan. He wrote The Queen, which was a 2006 Oscar-winning drama, and no idea yet on who might play the Queen. The idea was maybe Helen Mirren, but no actresses yet attached to the project. The budget is $1.68 million, and it's going to begin filming next year.
What else?
All right, Ryan Seacrest may have some competition coming up for New Year's Eve. Will Smith is throwing his hat into the ring.
Really?
His company, Overbrook Entertainment, is working on their own New Year's Eve television special. Mm-hmm. He wants to do it from Miami and include David Beckham, who's the soccer player, among others, with the project. Now, Dougie, I know you're a fan of the show The Good Wife.
Yes.
And actress Juliana Margulies said in an interview that she was actually the third choice for the starring role in the show.
Really?
The other actresses that were put before her, Helen Hunt and Ashley Judd.
Never would have done as good a job as she did. I think she is the good wife. She is the good wife.
She is.
She is the good wife.
The good wife. All right, 51 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
We'll be right back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Day program for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to join us. Dr. Ken is one of the medical advisors on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. He has credibility. He's got lots of credentials. Is that the same word twice? Credibility and credentials. I suppose they one would go hand in hand with the other, don't you think?
Nice to be redundant.
It is sometimes. Dr. Ken brought to you in part by the folks who bring you through stem cell technology, a way for you to get rid of the bags and puffiness under your eyes. Ken is happy to explain the sort of medicinal side of this.
Is a nice solution. Good news, summer is right around the corner, and this summer you can reclaim a stronger, healthier head of hair. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're still losing your hair prematurely in the shower, on the pillow, or in the brush, then I have one word for you, Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, proven to work on the three main causes of hair thinning safely and without nasty side effects. Daria from Boston says, I just finished my first Provia order. My hair was very brittle, but now I can comb it without it breaking. It has grown thicker and fuller, even with color treatments. Provia works for men and women and is safe for treated and colored hair. Great results guaranteed, or your money back. Order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for even faster results, absolutely free.
And here's how you get Provia, which is really what you want to know, right? You heard Ken extolling the value of virtue. You call 800-822-6145 for Provia. 800-822-6145. 6145. It is the way for you to have your hair come back and stay where it is. Or not where it was. I guess where it was versus where it is, right? 800-822-6145. All right. So, Ken, the prostate cancer problems, we're always talking, there isn't a week goes by. Ken and I do a couple of hours every weekend, live East Coast time, 7 to 9, with medical advice, and we're always getting questions about prostate cancer. And you hear these stories about dogs being able to detect cancer. Apparently, they have a special sort of thread when it comes to detecting prostate cancer?
Well, it seems like medicine is going to the dogs, Doug. This is out of the annual meeting of the American Urologic Association right here in my backyard in Orlando. These highly trained dogs are able to detect prostate cancer in the urine with, are you ready, 98% accuracy. The dogs were taught to recognize prostate cancer-specific volatile organic compounds in the samples. These are items that just smell in the urine. Dogs have incredibly sensitive noses, and I don't know if the urologists are going to bring their dogs to the office and stop doing biopsies, but this is fortunately not yet the community standard.
All right, speaking of cancer news, pancreatic cancer, danger, danger, Will Robinson in this story.
Cancer Research Medical Journal this week, Doug, pancreatic cancer is set to become the second deadliest cancer in America by 2030. In the projections, if they hold, pancreatic cancer will bypass breast, prostate, and colorectal cancer, ending up second only to lung cancer as the nation's deadliest cancer. So, of course, why is this happening? Well, a number of factors. It's an aging population. It's the relative growth of high-risk minority populations, which this cancer seems to be more common in. Difficulty in diagnosing pancreatic cancer early. The disease tends to start spreading at an early stage, and the need for better treatments. Unfortunately, there's no single identifying symptom, and also the pancreas is hidden down deep in the belly. It's hard to see by a lot of different imaging modalities.
Yeah, but that's very dangerous and fast-moving stuff. When you get it, it's almost always a death sentence.
It's already spread.
Yep. All right, we've had a lot of conversation about drinkable sunscreen. You're always telling people they need to get more sunshine. You don't really, you don't have the value virtue of sunscreen on the top of your list because we need more vitamin D, right?
Well, I'm not making this up, but don't waste your money yet on this. Osmosis Skincare, they're claiming this week to invent a sunscreen, Doug, you can drink. It claims to make water molecules of the product vibrate on the skin to cancel out 97% of the UVA and UVB rays. There's no science to back up these claims, yet they encourage people to stop using sunscreen, which is proven to block harmful rays. It is unlikely that anything that can be ingested would give an SPF protection factor of 30, as claimed by these manufacturers, so save your money.
What a killjoy you are. Come on. Let people have a little fun. It might taste good. Cherry-flavored sunscreen. Does that sound yummy?
It's not yet ready.
Not ready for prime time. All right.
So don't drink the copper tone.
Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's Gutsy.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.